Well, as we've already said, it's great to be here. We're very thrilled to be here. And let me pray. Loving Heavenly Father, I thank you for bringing us here to Donington Evangelical Church to meet with your family and our family here. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable to you, my Lord and my Redeemer. In Jesus' name, amen. Yuki and I first went to Bible College over 30 years ago in 1987, and we graduated 2 years later in 1998. But if I go back 40 years, so we've been married 42 and a half years, and Yuki became pregnant with our first child, and people said, "Oh, surely you're having a son." And we thought of the name Joshua. And we were living in a farmhouse. And the farmer said, "Oh, I'm sorry, but you'll have to move. If you're going to have a baby, you're not really welcome in our farmhouse." I thought, well, instead of just moving to another place in England, maybe it's about time I got to meet Yuki's family and to get to know Yuki's culture. So we decided to go to Japan, and we sold my pottery kiln and pottery wheel and several other things. I used to be a potter. So we went to Japan, I met Yuki's family for the first time, which is rather interesting. And that is where 7 weeks later, after having arrived in Japan, our first baby was born. And I remember we had no money to have the baby in hospital. And so we had to have a midwife. And she was the woman pastor of the church that we attended in Japan. But she hadn't delivered a baby for some time. Maybe 10 years or so, and I was quite nervous. And it was September the 9th that our daughter was born. The due date was September the 8th, but anyway, she was born on the 9th. And this midwife came, and to me, she seemed really quite old. I guess she was about 70. And she opened a bag, and she thought, "Oh, now what's this?" "Oh, no." And I was really quite worried. But anyway, and then the baby was born, and I looked, and, you know, this boy who we're going to call Joshua, no, there's something wrong here. And so we just called the baby for the first few days, because we only had Joshua as the name of our son. And then we called her Grace, because I feel that the grace of God is the most important thing for us as Christians. And so Grace was born 40 years ago. She wouldn't like me to be telling you that, I'm sure. And so we have Grace, and then a few years later, Timothy was born. And they're both married to Japanese. Both children speak Japanese fluently. I went to language school for 2 years, and if ever I speak Japanese, I'm always glad that my Japanese teachers are not there to correct me. But because I speak Japanese well enough to make myself misunderstood. I guess you could do the same. So we work in the church, and what I have learned is how important it is to not only speak the language, but to understand the culture. Maybe cross-cultural things are most difficult to understand and appreciate. The Japanese culture is Buddhist and Shintoist, and it's very strict. You don't have to be a Buddhist or a Shintoist to soak in, fully soak in the Japanese culture. It's what you're brought up with, just as many people are brought up with a sort of Christian culture in Britain, though they may not know one book of the Bible from another and so on. They don't know any of the doctrines of the Bible. And in the same way, many Buddhists don't know so much, many so-called Buddhists don't know really about Buddhism or Shintoists and so on. I would like to turn in God's word to Deuteronomy chapter 2 and verse 7. Just one verse, because I can apply this to our lives. So Deuteronomy chapter 2 and verse 7. The Lord your God has blessed you in all the work of your hands. He has watched over your journey through this vast wilderness. These 40 years, the Lord your God has been with you, and you have not lacked. You have not lacked anything. Of course, during the 40 years that we have been, we've been walking with the Lord longer than 40 years, but during this past 40 years, we've been walking with the Lord, and we have lacked no good thing from God. There have been times of desperation for a week or desperation for a few days, but God has supplied our needs in his time. And as I say, recently we've been able to purchase our own house. Until then, we had always been living in the church. Because Japanese churches, they're like a house. They've got a worship area, a sanctuary like this. And then upstairs, you'd have accommodation for the pastor and his family. And the church kitchen would be your kitchen, and so on. So at last, we've got our own place, and we have lots of people come to stay. Japanese houses don't keep their value, but they're perfectly good. So we managed to purchase this for the price of the land, basically. And the previous owner hadn't lived in it for 10 years. There's parking for three cars and a nice garden where we can grow veg and flowers and so on. And it's a corner plot. And I speak to people as they're walking by. One day, a car pulled up outside the main road, wound the window down. "Hey, your garden looks nice," because we're growing like an English garden instead of a Japanese garden. And I looked through the open window and I recognised the wife as being someone who worked in the office where I buy my clay and glaze for the pottery work. I like to keep up the pottery because we're living in a pottery town. 80% of the people in our town are potters or something to do with pottery. And as you know, our God is also a potter because he made us. He made us from clay. And with Adam. And so I think Adam means clay as well as meaning man. So God has supplied all our needs according to his riches in heaven. Just now, Yuki and I flew back on the 30th of August, and we'll be flying back on the 28th of September. Yuki and I have travelled overground and underground and walked to get here today. And I remember the first time we came here. I remember the first time we came here, but I don't remember when it was. I thank you for your love and support for us over the years. I know that you've not only given us vast sums of money, but also that you've prayed for us. And that's a great encouragement. Our church gathered together for prayer and worship about 8 or 9 hours ago. So while you were sleeping, they were worshiping. But while you're praying, quite often we'll be sleeping. And while we're doing nothing for ourselves, you're doing so much for us. And that's an encouragement to know that people are praying. We're glad to have met people in Devon, and especially in Scotland. We could meet so many individuals who have been praying for us over the years. We've been in Japan over 30 years now. And coming here today to see your smiling faces, it's a great encouragement to know that we are family. So, while I was a potter, God spoke to me. While I was a potter, I thought about, wow, it's great. Archaeologists might be able to dig up my pottery in 30 or 40 years and say, oh, look, this is something made by Stephen Williams. I wonder what it was. I wonder what it is. But there's something that lasts longer than crumbling pottery, and that is the souls, the true life of people. What you see of me here is not the real me. The real me you cannot see. That's my soul. And I only live in this body. I only live in these clothes, as it were. The true me is my soul. The true you is your soul. And I believe that God wants us to have a part in soul winning. God wants us to reach out to family members who don't know him, and to our friends and neighbours, and maybe even to people we don't like. God wants us to reach out and to love people, to encourage people, to come alongside people. Now, these people who pulled up outside my garden and said, oh, your garden looks nice. I said, hey, why don't you drive into my car park? I'd like to show you the garden. So they did. And I cut a bunch of flowers, wallflowers, common or garden wallflowers. I gave the bunch of flowers to them. And I said to the husband, who I didn't know, wow, you look so smart. You're so slim. I wish I could be slim like you. And he said, well, I do a lot of exercise. And I said to him, well, I need to exercise. Maybe you could go walking with me, or take me along walking with you. And so he said, yeah, sure. So some Sunday evenings, he'll take me for a walk. That hardly seems like evangelism, does it? While we're walking, we can be talking about all sorts of things. He'll talk to me about Buddhism. I'll talk to him about Christianity. He'll talk to me about his family. I'll talk to him about my family. And we're making a friendship. And I think that this can be, I pray that this can be, a very effective means of evangelism. Getting alongside someone, or at least trying to get alongside someone as you walk a bit faster to catch up. But I feel that so many times as evangelists, we say, I've got something, I've got to share it with you. But sometimes we need to put ourselves a little lower. We need to put ourselves a little lower and say, hey, I need something from you. Can you help me? Can you take me for a walk? I need walking like the dog needs walking. I need walking. Would you be my friend rather than, you know, I'm going to help you. So sometimes, maybe that's just a bit of a challenge to you. Maybe. So anyway, 12 years ago, we went back to Shigaraki. We've been to many places. Shigaraki, the place where Grace was born. I never thought we'd ever go back there, but we have, and we're glad to settle there. It was quite difficult to know whether we should buy our retirement home. But then our children moved back to Japan. Our son and his family, our daughter and her family, they're both in... Timothy is in Tokyo and Grace is in Saitama, which is next to Tokyo. And they're an hour away from each other. They're about 6 or 7 hours away from us. But they come to see us maybe at Christmas or maybe in the summer holidays. So we get to see them for about 2 weeks of the year, which is really great for us. I would like to say that Yuki is very involved in the returnees ministry. Many Japanese will come to Britain. It may be to learn English. It may be for some other reason. But they become, they are befriended by British people, people living over here, who invite them to church. And they share their faith with them. And these people become Christians while in Britain. And people, Japanese, become Christians abroad. I mean, like, whether it's Europe or America or anywhere. They come back to Japan, and four in five will drop away. So of five people who have become Christians outside of Japan, because of the hard culture in Japan, four out of five will drop away, leaving only one out of five remaining in Christ. This is a very important ministry that Yuki is doing, so we would value your prayer for her ministry. Yuki's been meeting Christians while we've been over here, Christians who live in Edinburgh, Japanese who live in Edinburgh, and we're meeting a pastor in London on Monday. So the returnees ministry is one that Yuki's really heavily involved in, and I'm the large missionary. I mean, I'm the missionary at large. And sometimes I get the chance to fire a wood-fired kiln. This is where the pottery is baked up to about 1200 centigrade or more. And I have a very good friend. His wife comes to my English class. He's an excellent potter. He produces beautiful works of art. They're both in their 70s. And please pray for the Kobayashi family, or the man who has a wood-fired kiln, and his family, that they may come to know Christ. They seem to be quite interested and very friendly towards us, even though we are Christians. Sometimes I get the chance to help fire his kiln. It's a four-day firing, and I might have a five-hour shift at stoking the kiln every 8 minutes, and it's really something I enjoyed immensely. And again, I'm spending time alongside the potter. He's a very open man, so please pray for this man, that he would come to know the Lord as his saviour. I'm teaching English to children and to adults. I'm teaching four children from one family, which is a great challenge. That's in three different classes. I'm teaching two children who are from one family, and their mother. And this mother was asking about Christianity, because in the textbook I was using, I asked the question, have you ever watched a movie or a video that has spoken to your heart, or that has ever made an impression on you? And she said, oh yes, I watched Ben-Hur. How many of you have seen Ben-Hur? You have? Good. It's a great film. And I said, oh, Ben-Hur. Oh, really? My eyes brightened and widened and so on. And I said, well, a friend of mine became a Christian through watching Ben-Hur. This man had been a Protestant terrorist in Northern Ireland, and he was in the Mays prison, and he became a Christian through watching Ben-Hur. Not only did he become a Christian, he also went off to Bible college for a number of years and became a missionary in Japan, visiting Japanese prisons. A prison officer who became a Christian, and exciting things like that. So he's retired from Japan now, but his children are continuing in the work that he has been involved in. So we're thrilled about that. God cares for us. God supplies our needs, as I've said. And we just thank God that Though we've had to wait to finally get her in place, it seems a big thing in my mind, but we have this lovely home, and you are welcome to it. Anyway, not all at one go, but you're welcome. I'm thankful for the English classes that I'm able to reach out to people. It's a great privilege to spend time with other people's children. But I would like these children to come into some Bible study group, or my wife is hoping to spend more time with the English children that I, the English language children that I reach out to. I haven't really spoken so much about the Bible. For that, I apologize. I think we should also pray for the government of Britain and for a new beginning. We have lost Queen Elizabeth, and now we have a king. We need to pray for King Charles, because I believe that he's not the Christian that his mother was. I believe that she was a true and genuine Christian, a true believer in Christ. And I do believe that we need to pray for him. I think he is a man of faiths rather than a man of faith. He believes in various things. So let's pray for King Charles as we continue to worship week by week. And I think I should finish now. And thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.